If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Lou Manfredini is your Mr. Fix-It. You hear him Saturday mornings for 4 full hours starting at 6 a.m. This conversation with Lou is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Lou, we've got some snow coming on our Lou to-do list. I presume you're getting us ready for that.
Yeah, I mean, we have not seen any kind of measurable snow in a while. And, the other day we got that ice, and I know that there was a lot, it was problematic for a lot of people. And so it's coming. Great idea to go out and get stocked up on some of that ice melt that maybe you have or don't have, because when it comes, then you're going to be rushing out there and it's going to be super inconvenient. It's a really good idea to do some pre-treatment. I think the snow is supposed to come Wednesday afternoon. So depending on where you are in that path, go out there with the calcium chloride or the magnesium chloride and sprinkle a little bit onto the walkways and the driveways. I've talked with you before that I really like this liquid calcium chloride, which you put in a pump sprayer. Really great way to pre-treat stuff. That way, when the snow comes, if it comes, it'll be easier to clear and the formation of ice will be limited, if not eliminated.
So you, coat the sidewalk or driveway with this liquid mist? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a liquefied version of it. And you put it in a little pump sprayer, and what's nice about it, you can be very precise, with the pump sprayer right along the edge of the sidewalk. You don't have to worry about getting on your landscaping. It's actually preferred if you have pets, because there's no granule to get within their pads. You still want to wipe their paws inside with a damp rag, but it's a really effective way to pre-treat before the snow and the ice come.
You said you ought to make sure your snowblower works, too, because maybe you haven't used that this year.
About it, right? It's sitting there, and, most of us don't crank that thing up until you need it, and there's a good chance that it's gummed up. And so why not today? I'm driving. It's 31 degrees. Go out there and try and pull that thing or push the electric starter to get it going. There is a product, if you cannot get it started, there's a product that's made by a company called Gold Eagle, and it's called Start Your Engines. And it's a little bitty bottle, and you pour it directly into the gas tank. The easiest way for me to describe it, it's like a drain opener for the fuel system on your small engine. And so this is very effective for snowblowers, gas-powered, or lawnmowers in the, in the springtime. And you pour it in there, you let it kind of work its magic a little bit, and then you start to fire it up. And it'll clean the fuel system to get it going. Start Your Engines by Gold Eagle.
Lou Manfredini, we got questions for you. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Well, just pick it up where we left off. What's the best kind of insulation to put in my attic? No. What's the best insulation in the attic, Lou?
Well, I think you're referring to a question somebody was asking about fiberglass, blown-in fiberglass or blown-in cellulose.
Yes.
And honestly, I can go either way, and I can line up half a dozen people on both sides of this and tell you, some will say, oh, there's more R value in one, and it's an argument back and forth. And I really don't care. I just want you to have enough insulation. The fact of the matter is most of us don't have enough. And so can you put cellulose over fiberglass or vice versa? Absolutely. And I suppose if you twisted my arm and said you had to make a decision, I would say, fine, put fiberglass in just because it's been around forever, but so is cellulose. So there you go.
I have a brick exterior. Is there a way for me to insulate the walls of my house since it's brick?
There is, but the problem is, John, and I get this a lot, there are companies that can drill holes in the outside of your home and put down a wand. There was a company years ago that used to do this with it was a blown-in, it was a cementitious product, that would expand. It was a low expansion product. But the problem is there's a lot of stuff in the way, in the wall, that you don't know about, especially if in an older home. There can be blocking, and so you'd have a contractor drill these holes and put this wand down, and in one area, well, maybe he can get all the way down to the top of the foundation wall, and maybe in another area he can't. And so now all of a sudden I'm spending, you know, $10,000, let's say, to do this insulation, but I don't have 100% coverage. I probably don't even have 70% coverage, and I think in the end, that's not the best use of your $10,000, especially now with newer technology that can really solve the issue.
847, our village pre-treats roads with some type of beet juice liquid. Is that available for consumers?
It is, and that's what the liquid calcium chloride is. They use a liquefied ice melt, and the beet juice, which I think is synthetic, but it helps to activate it, and it helps to activate it at a lower temperature. And you'll see sometimes, even the highway trucks, they'll have these big tanks on the outside, and when they spread the salt, they're also spraying the beet juice to activate the salt at a lower temperature.
Hey, Lou, what's the best grout cleaner? I'm not afraid of being on my hands and knees and scrubbing.
There's a company that makes a countertop cleaner that is that makes a really good grout cleaner, and it's called Granite Gold. Granite Gold grout cleaner, and it comes with its own brush. And you spray it on the grout, you let it sit there, you use this brush. Here's the thing, it'll also clean the tile, so you may end up going back and spraying it on the tile as well, but it does an amazing job cleaning it, and it's your hands and knees and your arms are going to be looking fantastic when you're in a bathing suit.
What does Lou think of True Fuel in a snowblower rather than gasoline?
So True Fuel is a it's a prepackaged fuel that you can buy at hardware stores and home centers in a gallon jug or a quart jug, and a lot of it is ethanol free, which small engines prefer. It's not critical, but where I think True Fuel comes into play is they have it pre-mixed. So they have it for two-cycle engines, like if you're running a chainsaw or something like that. That's great, 50-to-1, 40-to-1. For the True Fuel, just for regular four-cycle engines, I think the only benefit is that it's a small container that you can store, but it is something, if you store it for a long period of time, you would have to treat as well.
Okay. We'll take some calls, too. Thanks, Pete. Bob, you're on WGN Radio. You have a question for Mr. Fix-It. What can we do for you, Bob?
Hey, Lou, I appreciate taking the call. I've got an old Chicago bungalow, and the kitchen had can lights in it, and with the old-style light bulbs and the can lights, we since remodeled the kitchen, and they installed LED can light, or where it screws into the can light fixture, they're LEDs. But our dimmer doesn't seem to be able to dim it down to a low level. Do LEDs require their own special kind of dimmer?
Yeah, they do. They require what's called a universal dimmer. And Lutron, in particular, makes a really good universal dimmer that actually has an internal device, like a little screw in there, that you mount it, you adjust it down to where you want, and then you fine-tune the dimming on it, and then you put the switch plate over the top of it, and it goes back on. It's under their Caseda, C-A-S-A-D-A brand, and it's very, very good.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck to you. Good question. I didn't know that. Not that I know anything. Hey, Lou, I recently bought a new refrigerator. Really? I mean, I was just listening to you, Lou, and I think about this often, and people have said this to me, too. It must be fun to know the answer to everything. Maybe Mary Beth doesn't agree with us on that, but it's like you know your stuff. It must be very fun to have that much knowledge at the tip of your tongue.
Well, I think she would probably say it's exhausting, but that's a whole other conversation.
Right. Okay, how about this? How can I get rid of the yellow hard water stains and rough spots on a quartz countertop?
Yeah, like, I've noticed that that's a problem. And you know what I've had really effective effect with is scrubbing bubbles. You know the cleaner scrubbing bubbles? If you spray it on, it oxygenizes, you know, it does literally, percolates a little bit. Leave it on there for like 5 minutes and then use a plastic scrubbing pad in a circular motion and it should come up.
Time for one more call. Lou is on for Lou. Go ahead, Lou. You're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Well, good morning. Thanks for the call. We recently bought a new clothes washer, and every time it goes to fill or take water, the entire piping system goes like bang. You know, it's like a water hammer thing. And we're not sure if there's something we should have connected or, I mean, we've had, you know, washers here for 30 years and this is the first one that's ever kind of done.
Never had that problem.
When we run our washer, I hear a bang too.
Yeah. So part of the problem is that it's unrestricted. And so you probably don't have what's called a water hammer chamber in the pot where the water's coming out to fill it. So what you can try before you call the plumber, and John has the name of a great plumber, is shut the main valve off, open up all the faucets and flush all the toilets, drain everything out. Sounds counterintuitive, but you're actually putting air back into the system. Then shut all the valves, slowly turn the water back on. You may need to take the aerators off to clean them off, but you should solve the problem. If that doesn't, you need a air chamber, an arrestor it's called, and have a plumber install it where the washing machine is.
Norman Mechanical Plumbing Services will do that, but that's another commercial. Lou, why don't you do a show on Saturday and answer all the rest of the questions that are coming in? How does that sound?
Well, that sounds great, but guess what? I'm going to be taking my wife and I are heading to Paris for our 35th wedding anniversary. So I was going to, you know, later call you for, because I know you, weren't you the president of your French club?
Two-time president, my junior year
and my senior. I'm going to need a couple of key things, you know, phrases that, so I can pretend like I know what I'm talking about, going like parlez-vous fried eggs or something like that.
Où est la piscine, and that will be if you want to find a swimming pool.
Okay, good.
Où est Philippe. I can also say Où est Philippe, and that would be if you're looking for somebody named Philip. If you're looking for somebody else, I can't help you. And if he's not at the swimming pool, I have no help for you.
Au revoir.
Have a great trip, Lou. Thank you.
Bye.